Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessler with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. Well, energy stocks had a better week last week than Deflategate quarterback Tom Brady's cell phone. As measured by the Energy Select Sector Index, they are roughly flat, off by less than a quarter of 1%. Other energy subsectors, such as midstream and upstream, fared better, with the Tortoise MLP Index up higher by 3%, and the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index increasing about 1.5%. And we're feeling better as crude oil prices remain flat over the prior week at around $47 per barrel for West Texas Intermediate, as U.S. crude oil inventory declined more than expected at 4.2 million barrels, and the U.S. Baker Hughes rig count leveled off with a slight decline of just 2 rigs. Maybe most impactful, according to the EIA, onshore U.S. oil production fell 51,000 barrels per day in May. Our sense is crude oil production may now fade through year-end, absent a price recovery. On the natural gas front, according to Platts, U.S. power generation from natural gas hit an all-time record of over 38 BCF per day last Wednesday, driven by the nationwide heat wave and low natural gas prices relative to coal. This bodes better for natural gas demand. As we continue through earnings season, it is apparent we're less likely to see new drilling rigs put to work in the current commodity price environment, as some companies were rewarded for slowing acceleration and reducing capital expenditure in the lower commodity price environment. For MLPs, distribution growth continues to come in line with expectations. With over three quarters of MLPs reporting distributions, the mean growth is over 2%, excluding distribution cuts from MLPs that provide frac sand. That's probably not high enough to make this week's Republican primetime debate, yet not bad for quarterly growth. Disappointingly, Energy Partners stated that market conditions don't support their contemplated large-scale drop-down from their parent. On a positive note, new project announcements continue. Phillips 66 and Sunoco Logistics are building the newest crude oil pipeline from terminals in Nederland, Texas, to the Louisiana refinery market, and ONEOK Partners is expanding their natural gas pipeline system to provide markets in Mexico with greater supply from the Permian Basin. In downstream, refiners keep benefiting from low crude oil and natural gas prices, along with strong product demand. Gasoline is at its highest level of consumption in 8 years. This week starts 30 days of vacation for many Europeans. For those in the energy sector, earnings remain the primary focus. We're especially keen to hear from the largest producers, Pioneer Natural Resources and EOG, along with the pipeline large cap Spectra Energy. Also notable, the renewable energy sector continues to grow, evidenced by rooftop solar company Sunrun's expected IPO, the only energy IPO pricing this week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.